We're very pleased to be catching up today with one of our favorite provinces in the country. And we've been introduced to a charismatic and dynamic general manager in the person of Tihofi Ravele. He is referred to us by one of our previous interviewees, Betty Tungwana. And it seems like Tihofi and I are fighting over who Betty loves more, or which of us loves Betty more. But that's a story for another day over a coffee and some nice Limpopo sunset. But for now, Tihofi, welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. You are the general manager of the Anza Lifestyle Lodge. We are so excited to hear, firstly, a little bit about this 20-year journey which has brought you to the lodge, and then we'll chat a little bit more about Anza itself. But first, just tell us the quick version of your journey in hospitality.
Hi, no, thank you very much. And to the listeners out there, thank you for this opportunity. My name is Tiofi Ravere, originally from Limpopo in the Vembe district, born and bred in the Venda area. So currently I reside in a town called Lüderhard. Have been here since, sure, forever. And it's such a beautiful place, a little town just on the foot of the Sulpansberg Mountain. So we are very fortunate that, you know, I lived in Cape Town for a few years, and this is one of the towns where I know that the weather is very similar to Cape Town. If you don't have an umbrella or a jacket in your boot, you are not a resident of this town. So definitely is one of the best places one can live in. I
Well,
mean,
that's very good advice because we don't want to be caught unawares. And coming from you as an expert in the area, we are very happy to be led by your judgment.
definitely. I mean, we don't have such a big water body like the ocean that you guys have, but we've got a few dams around where people can do fishing and boat riding and things like that. So it is an area which is filled with a lot of activities for people to do as well, especially our tourist market, and also stimulating the local domestic travelers to also do the same and visit such small towns. Yes.
Wonderful. So, Tihofi, it's been a 20-year journey. You must have started very, very young because you still look well and fit. And the
Yes, ma'am.
GMing of life has not taken too much out of you. So please tell us, what has this journey been like? And then we're excited to hear about Anza, the Lifestyle Lodge.
No, thank you very much. I mean, in these 20 years, if I knew something that I found out 9 years ago, I think I would look better than I am now. Because 9 years ago, someone told me that, you know, once a month, you need to at least pamper yourself and just make sure that you relax. Because as a GM, there's a lot that you go through. I mean, one of the things that I do on a monthly is go for a massage, pedicure, manicure, just to make sure that I'm looking okay and I'm feeling better. Now,
Wonderful.
this journey started off, you know, with my late mom. She had a company with a couple of her friends where they did decorating and catering at weddings, funerals, and all the social gatherings that we had close to the town. So that was when the bug bit me. And then I went to high school, and then I did home economics. From there on, joined
What?
the.
Wait, hang
Yes.
on. Did I hear you saying you did home economics?
Yes, I mean, I'm good with the threads.
Were you the only male in your class?
I was the only male, and in the history of the school, as far as I remember, I think
Oh, that's very brave.
it took another 6 years for another guy to be brave enough to do home economics as well.
This guy
So,
probably came along and said, "No, I want to be like that guy, Tihofi Lavele,
yes,
Ravele,
definitely. Because by
because."
then I was a GM, yeah, because by then
Yes,
I
because if
was
he
a
did
GM.
this and if he became a GM, then this is definitely the career path for me. So you were
Yes.
a trendsetter even way back then, Tihofi.
Yeah, I mean, the GM position that I took at first from it was straight from university, and I got a job where it was two brothers that wanted to open a lodge. Yes, the property had some accommodation, but we still had a lot of construction to do. So I was involved in the entire construction, going into the marketing, going into the training of employees. And I must say, I'm quite proud because that was in 2006, but now in 2025, I can still say that the lodge is operating. So
Oh,
this
that's
was 20,
wonderful.
yeah, this was literally 20 years ago. And now with, my journey there, when I started working there after the 2 years, we had a lot of visits from a company that was based in Cape Town called Open Africa, where some of their route developers and also managers came and stayed over at the lodge because I treated them nicely. I think because we were also in the similar age group. Long story short, I think a couple of months later, I get a call from their CEO saying, my team has been there a few times and they really like your attitude. We're inviting you to Cape Town. Can you please come? Went to Cape Town. I was given a job offer as a route networker. So the company Open Africa, I'm sure some of you have heard of routes like the Ribola Art Route. You've heard of routes like the N3 route as well. You've heard of routes like the Maloti route. And also, I think there was one called the Alexander Jazz Rhythm route, which was, things that they did a
Very
couple of
interesting,
years back.
very
Now,
interesting routes.
as a route networker, my job entailed traveling around rural communities and teaching them about tourism and making them see what tourism really brings in communities like that. So looking at a rural community that doesn't have an ocean or a mountain and things like that, but they might have a mountain with a waterfall and no one really knows what happened there. So we wanted to emphasize that they use their history and heritage as well, culture and heritage, in terms of making sure that visitors come to their properties or to those areas. So this was maybe, doing workshops where we would mix a mixture of the community members who are maybe custodians of a local traditional dance group. One guy is a woodcarver, one lady is a clay pot manufacturer. So by getting them with the mainstream tourism activities, we would get accommodation owners and tour operators and so on in the same room. That's where we started getting them to now be part of the value chain, because it's quite important in our country to make sure that everyone is included in this value chain of tourism. So this was
Absolutely.
just getting people to now start networking better and creating associations in their little towns and municipalities to work together to bring in visitors that they can keep for longer, because now you've got more activities around. So this also included, a lot of driving and getting that information, putting it up on a website. I remember the CEO of Open Africa was a very amazing guy by the name of Noel de Villiers, who was responsible as well for starting Avis in South Africa. So I was working with really dynamic people who
Amazing.
are drivers of change in this country. And it was an NGO. So for me, it made me feel, sleep better to know that I'm doing something that is going to bring positive change in the communities that I'm working in.
Wonderful, Tihofi. It sounds like quite an amazing journey with some wonderful mentors and great adventures. So now you land with this background in communications, in leadership, community-driven tourism, working with NPOs, NGOs, and really trying to uplift rural communities. You come to the Anza Lodge, which I understand is a four-star graded establishment. Tell us about Anza. Where is it located?
Now, Anza, we are very, very fortunate in terms of our location. We are right. I said earlier on that the town is on the foot of the South Pansberg. We sit right on a slope which is facing the town. So if you look at the South Pansberg, we are on the southern side of the South Pansberg. We are on a slope. So, for example, one of the things that we did constructing the lodge was that because we are on a slope, we didn't want to disturb much of the ground and the ground cover and so on. So all our buildings are elevated and built on steel structures, and it's all brick and mortar. So the entire ambience of the place is quite unique. One of the things that we really proud ourselves in, 90% of our energy is generated by solar. We've got sustainable principles that we're putting in place, and also
That
making
is
sure that,
amazing because it takes so much pressure off the grid, and it's also the route that we all need to go in our establishments.
Yes, no, definitely. I mean, I always advise people, especially because I've also got a tourism grading background to it. I'm also someone who did who's an assessor for TGCSA. So
Ah,
it's one of
okay.
those things, yeah. But I have asked to stop doing assessments because now I'm working with a product, you know. I didn't want
Yes.
to mix the two, yeah. So definitely it's something that I would say we really strive for, especially the director's vision was always to make sure that, you know, he brings in meaningful jobs to people that live in this rural town so that they can also be or have something to pride themselves with in a nice place where they work. I mean, also the benefits and things that we do with our employees and so on. We try by all means to be as fair as possible in all lines. I mean, it's something that we're also striving for to work towards the Tourism Grading Council certification, because I also worked for Tourism Grading Council for about 5 years when in Pretoria as their business development support manager and going around to different lodges and hotels and outfits, making sure that they also operate in a sustainable and fair manner. So that's something that I bring
Absolutely. So
into the
you've got
ANZA
good
report.
insight and you're able to bring that expertise to the Anza Lodge.
Yes, no, definitely. And you know, with the ANZA, when the ANZA opened, I was part of the team that opened the lodge. So when I, on my first day, we didn't have any guests at the lodge. I think it took another 3 months of preparation and training and so forth until we welcomed our first guests in November 2023. So we're quite a small lodge. Last year was our first full year run that we did, which was quite exciting and a learning curve. I mean, we really saw what the demand of the market is. We really identified what type of clientele we are looking for. We really identified what type of tourists we want to make sure that we keep, because we're more of a family-oriented lodge, even though, yes, your corporate guys are more than welcome, you know. With the
Well, it
outfit that
looks
we've
like a
got.
great space for corporate retreats as well.
Yes, no, definitely, because it's, I mean, the sound of the birds, the sounds of peace, tranquility, and the open air with all the indigenous trees and plants that you find around the Sultansberg. So, I mean, for me, waking up in the morning and seeing a bird flying or sitting on top of a cabbage tree and on top of, you know, all the different trees that we've got, for me, it's one of the most exciting things that I see. We do have some buck as well on the property. Most of them is just wild buck that we found on the mountain that roam around in the property as well. So we are also friendly to those animals and make sure that, you know, they are well looked after as they come into the yard. But as I was saying, the family orientation part of it, you know, we offer accommodation. We've got two types. We've got 1 bedroom chalets, which can accommodate up to two people. So this is more designed for your couple, where when you walk into the chalet, as I said, it's elevated, so you would have a ramp or stairs walking in. Outside, you've got a beautiful veranda, which was strategically as well placed so that you've got a view of the town or a view of the mountain, just to make sure that when you're having your braai, because we've got a braai area outside, and all these chalets are self-catering. So inside, when you go in, you've got a lounge area with a dining area and a fully equipped kitchen. And
Now,
that's where.
Tihofi, I'm just looking at these amazing photos. And when you say chalet, we think sort of Parks Board kind of establishment, but this looks absolutely high end. It's designer, it's beautifully slick, it's quite amazing.
No, definitely. I mean, we invested a lot, especially in making sure that we capture that, you know, luxury feel to it. We capture that. I mean, when my director first met me, he said, "You know what? I'm bringing Sandton into Louis Trichardt." So this is one of the things that
Well, I couldn't
we look
agree
at.
more.
Yeah. So I would say we're bringing the waterfront into Louis Trichardt. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes. So, you know, with every detail, even the wallpaper that we put on, you know, and also the technology that we thought would definitely add ambience and add more meaning to the guest's experience. Because one of the things that we always strive for is making sure that guests have got a memorable stay all the time. And whenever they are out there, if they think of Louis Trichardt, they think of our place. So that's what we
Wow.
strive for all the time. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you I am very impressed. I like my creature comforts. I don't survive well in the wild.
Yes. Not everyone
And
does. Not everyone is a
I
camper.
must say, this is really high end. It's beautiful, it's stylish. And when you say lifestyle center, it now makes sense because it's a sanctuary. And I see you've got everything from stargazing to rides out into Louis Trichardt. So, Tehofi, I think when you say lifestyle center, I truly understand it's high end. It really is a sanctuary. It's beautiful, definitely worth a visit. Please tell us when we come to the Anza Lifestyle Center, what can we do? What else can we do in the area?
Okay, now the Anza Lifestyle Lodge, I mean, we are also still making sure that we get with the program in terms of creating more activities for our guests when they come through. One of the highlights that we've got on the property is a restaurant which serves some of the most amazing foods in the town. I mean, our oxtail is to die for. Our seafood paella is amazing. I thought the chef was Spanish until I tried speaking Spanish with her and I realized that she doesn't know any Spanish. So, I mean, in the town as well, with the mountain and also a lot of the different activities that one can do around us, we've got a lot of hiking trails, which have I mean, some of the activities that we've got around the lodge, the Vembe area is quite rich with a lot of natural attractions. So, for example, we've got the famous Phiphiḍi waterfall. We've got the Nandoni Dam around our town as well. People who are golfers, we've got a very nice 18-hole golf course in the town. Because the town as well has got a lot of history of the Anglo-Boer War. We've got, for example, Fort Henrina and also a lot of the missionary history as well. The Lutheran Church had a lot of influences in this area and also the Swiss Mission, because, one of the oldest hospitals or the oldest hospital north of Pretoria is found about 15 mi minutes away from us, which is called the Elim Hospital, where it was built by missionaries who came through from Mozambique. So also in that Elim area, we've got a lot of artists and crafters that one clay pot making in the traditional way, and also from textile making, wood carving, and things like that. So for a tourist, I mean, we usually would keep tourists in the area for 4 days, busy, busy, busy. Because another thing as well is that we are quite lucky because we've got two gates that are close to us of the Kruger National Park. One is the Pafuri Gate and also the Punda Maria Gate. So this is also a lovely spot for people that are traveling to the Pafuri Gate or Punda Maria Gate to come over, sleep over for a night, and then wake up fresh driving into the Kruger National Park. And they can do that as they're leaving the park as well. So this gives a lot of people more time to relax and more time to travel during the day so that they can see most of the things. We are exactly about an hour and a half to Mapungubwe as well, which is also a SANParks national park. So
Amazing.
there's a lot of activities that one can do when they visit the area. And we always to make sure that we can tailor things for the guests that are coming. There's one of the things that we find in the area is that I do meet a lot of tourists coming through. Even when I'm at the shops, if I see a tour bus or something like that, I love engaging with them just to hear and maybe do some fact finding. Why are they in the town? What brought them through? And so forth. And one thing that I've realized is that people travel to South Africa for so many different things. I could be living in England, but because my great, great, great grandfather participated in the Anglo-Boer War, I just want to see where that heritage is, or I just want to see where he came to fight, and so on. So there's a lot of things that we look at. I mean, one of the things that I am quite passionate about is the history of the Venda people and the Tsonga people in terms of how they lived, especially with the influence of colonial influence, and also when the churches started coming up in these areas where missionaries started to work closely with the chiefs, and so that's a history that I'm quite passionate about telling
Wonderful.
all the time when I meet
Tehofi, you
tourists.
don't need to
Yes.
convince us anymore. We are heading to Anza for all the wonderful offerings
Oh,
and,
thank
of
you.
course, to meet you because you're a tradition bearer in the area. It really is wonderful to have chatted with you, Tehofi. We have unfortunately run out of time, But we look forward to engaging with you in person very, very soon.
Thank you very much. And I think, the time, I might be tired of talking, but we'll definitely have to sit down one day and catch up and you'll get more. Thank you
Wonderful.
very much for this
Thank you,
opportunity.
Tihofi. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much. And yeah, I'll definitely support you guys all the time. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.